speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
You know, we live in an age today wherein that in the home, we encourage our families to do their best. With the things that they are doing in school, we want to encourage our kids to pour themselves into their studies so that they will be able to learn all that they possibly can, and then they will be able to go off into college maybe or into a career. And even at that, we want them to continue to apply themselves to make certain that they are giving everything that they can so that they will be able to be the best person that they possibly can in life and in their pursuit in life. In the business world, businesses push people. They push their employees to excel. They want them to perform to the best ability that they have. Why? Because they are looking for the best product as well as for the great numbers that go along in order to make that company successful. And in all, there's nothing at all wrong with encouraging the very best out of our families as well as in the world of which we live to want people to excel. But yet at the same time, we've got to make certain that we look to people's abilities and to realize that we might be pushing some in directions that maybe they're not comfortable in going, but also in this is that we want to make certain that we don't push people too far, yet at the same time, we want people to excel and to do well. But what about the Bible? What does God expect, as well as what does God deserve? Good people, God expects you and me to put forth our very best as Christians each and every day of our life, so that we will shine in the world, so that we will also represent our God. And our God not only expects this, but our God deserves our very best. Think in regard to the way in which God presents Himself. Our God is the one who sets the high standards for us. When we think in regard to the creation, our God put forth His best throughout the creation. If you consider the context of Genesis chapter 1, you will find that as God created each day was pointing to yet another day, and ultimately God was creating the days and all that the days had to offer for the pinnacle in His creation. And what was the ultimate of which God was creating? The people God was creating for the purpose of bringing mankind into existence. And man was created after the very image of God. And God breathed into man's nostrils a breath of life, and he became a living being. After God has created man and all of His creation, the Scripture tells us that throughout the process, God said that everything was good. However, whenever He concludes this creation, God says that it's no longer good, but rather it is very good. The Scripture also tells us in Psalms 19, verses 1 through 6, that the heavens declare the glory of God. Well, what's under consideration there? Good people, when we look to God's creation, we are able to see how amazing God is. We're able to see His amazing power as well as the amazing job that He did in putting forth His very best in creating everything and even a part of that in His creation of mankind. You and I also know, though, that God provides His very best for mankind on a continual basis. The Scripture tells us that God has not backed away from us, but rather that God is very much aware of what takes place in this life with you and me personally even. And God wants to make certain that He provides on a continual basis for His creation. He sends rain on the just and the unjust. And God also, as a result of that, provides opportunities for you and me as Christians, but also, more specifically to the context of what we find in regard to His creation, is that God provides opportunity for humanity to provide for the essential things that we need in life. The Scripture tells us that every good, and note the context here of James chapter 1 and verse 17, every perfect gift comes from heaven above, comes from God. God puts forth His very best to provide the very best for you and me while we are here. And think in regard to our salvation. God sent heaven's best, if you would, to the cross. Whenever Jesus Christ came to this world, the Scripture tells us that He was sent forth by the Father, John chapter 3 and verse 16. When He was sent into the world, according to verse 17, it was not to condemn the world, but rather that through Him the world might be able to be saved. We learn in regard to Jesus Christ, while He lived here, He was indeed the Son of God. He was also eternal in His existence. He pre-existed in heaven with God as God. And in this, though, He lived here in the form of humanity, and as a man, He could have strayed away, but yet at the same time, He lived a perfect life, a sinless life. He lived an exemplary life for you and me that we are to look to and to strive to live according by. Yet at the same time, we understand whenever He died at Calvary's cross, good people, He died without any justifiable accusation against Him. He was indeed heaven's best at that time in order to redeem us for the sin that we commit in our life. And our God wants you and me as Christians to do our best in life. As we look to the conduct of our life, our God wants the very best that we have to offer. When it comes to our study of His Word and the application of it, God wants us to do the very best that we can to apply the standards to our everyday form of living. But also, whenever it comes to our overall pursuit of trying to make heaven, God wants us to put forth the best efforts that we have. He wants us to pour ourselves into making certain that we do not fall short whenever it comes to standing before our God and our Creator in the day of judgment. The Scripture identifies is that we must have a pursuit of excellence. Note the context here of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10. Whatever you do, do well. That's in essence what Solomon is saying. He says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work, no device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. What is it that God is saying? Good people, God is saying that while we are here, we need to apply ourselves. We need to do our very best when it comes to our service unto God. But also note the context of what is stated in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Whatever you do, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. We realize from the context, as we pointed out even this morning, that Jesus is saying that as we do things, we need to do it by the authorization of Christ. But not only do we need to have the authorization of Christ in order to do the things, as we do what it is that Christ authorizes us to do, we must do it as or in the manner that Jesus did it in. Am I correct in that? And if we do it in the manner of which Christ did all things in, the people, He did His very best when He did the will of God. And as people of God who want to do things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, God expects you and me to make certain that we do our very best with everything. He goes on to identify in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23 that whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. This deals with everyday life. It deals with outside of this building. And as we live, everything that we need to focus upon is about our God and about doing things as we would do for the Lord. And as we do for the Lord, God wants us to make certain that we do our very best. Therefore, whenever it comes to anything that we do in life, in a general sense or even specifically, God wants us to do our very best. Note what is stated by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. Good people, this deals with our service to God and how that this is very essential in order for us to maintain a relationship with God. And therefore, God is only going to be glorified in us, in the things that we do whenever we apply ourselves, whenever we do our very best. Why is it that some people do not do their very best? Sometimes it's because they have lazy habits. In this, we find from time to time is that we live in an age today, especially where it seems like everyone wants, or most people anyway, want things handed to them on a silver platter. They want things given to them. I think that that is in part what's wrong with the world that we live in. And God condemns that. God does not want us to be lazy people, but rather He wants us to be people who are motivated, people with energy, people who will engage ourselves as we go throughout the course of our life. But also, we understand is that sometimes people are content with mediocrity. What do we mean by that? Some people are satisfied with some substandard way of life. They do not want to excel, but rather they will embrace a lower standard of life. In this, these type of people will only do what they have to do in order to get by. You will find these people looking for shortcuts, not because those shortcuts might be a more productive way to do it, but rather because it is an easy way out. You will find sometimes concerning this type of an individual is that they will also leave some things unfinished. In fact, if you look to the fullness of the majority of the life, you're going to find is that that's what you will see characteristic with this type of an individual. But also, sometimes people fail to put forth their best because they fail to understand our God's desire. In this, I contend that in most situations such as this, they are a product of their environment. Maybe they've been raised outside of the church. Maybe they have never been introduced to our God's Word, and therefore they are uneducated. And because they are uneducated from God's Word, they are ignorant in regard to what it is that God expects. They're not aware of the fact that God wants man to do his very best in life. Yet God identifies that ignorance is not bliss, that ignorance is not going to be acceptable in that day in which man will stand before him in the judgment. Yet also some struggle with personal confidence. In this, these people may realize what it is that God expects of man, that God wants man to put forth his best effort, that God wants us to put our best foot forward. In this also, they might not only have the realization that this is what God expects, they might also be able to put it together and to say, here's how it's going to work. Yet at the same time, they look to themselves and they say, I don't know that I'm the man or the woman for the job. And therefore, they will fail miserably in putting their best effort into whatever is under consideration, whatever it is that God expects us to do. There are some applicable areas that I want us to consider tonight. Good people, whenever it comes to putting our best efforts out there, we need to make certain that we put our best out there whenever it comes to the work of the church. We are added unto the church whenever we are baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin. Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 identifies that when Peter had delivered the lesson there at Pentecost, that some became pricked in their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They wanted to know what God required of them in order for them to have their sins remitted or forgiven. Peter said, repent therefore and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. In order for your sins to be forgiven, he says, baptism is essential. You've got to do that. According to Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, that day about 3,000 souls put Christ on in baptism. That day about 3,000 were added unto them. You go over to Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. We read there from the context that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. When we are baptized, we are added unto the body of Christ. And this is vital. If we want to have a relationship with God, we've got to also not only embrace Christ, but we've got to understand our role and responsibilities to the body of Christ. Why? Because as Christians, we are not only responsible to the obligations that God lays before us while we are here to engage in the work of the church, but we are accountable when we stand before Him in judgment. And for that reason, we ought to do all that we can to apply ourselves to do our best whenever it comes to anything that this local congregation has to do. That we do all that we can to be involved in the various works that the eldership has laid before us. But then also, we need to do our best with our daily duties everywhere we go. Good people, God wants us to do our best. When it comes to the work that you or I do out here in society, God wants us to understand the importance of putting ourselves fully into the work that we are hired to do. If we want the paycheck, good people, God says that we need to also make certain we put forth the energy in order to earn the paycheck. Not just go through the motions, but rather to make certain that we are indeed the best employee that that employer could ever speak of. The kids also, that too applies to as you go to school. We said a few moments ago that our parents, as parents, we encourage our children to do their best as they are studying. We want you to do your best. Why? Because you have an obligation to God, as well as you ought to aspire yourself to be a productive citizen in the world, but more specifically whenever it comes to the kingdom of God. And therefore, as you are in school, whether it's high school or grammar school or if you've gone off to college, you've got to continue to apply yourself to do your very best everywhere you go. Why? Because this is what God expects of you. When it comes to any commitment that you have in life, and this is speaking to all of us, is that God expects and deserves our very best. But also, God says that we need to do our very best whenever it comes to those who are in our families. Families, we owe it to each other to make certain that we do our best with one another. Parents, we got to do our very best. And our very best, if we look to the standards of the world, and we try to apply just the standards that the world has to offer, that's not going to be the best that we can do in the sight of God. We've got to make certain that we study God's Word and what God says in regard to the responsibilities we have as parents to train our children, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. And then, as we are training our children and educating them according to the will of God, that we do what we can not only to educate and to train them, but to encourage them to be positive in the way in which we work with our families. That is at least in part putting our best forward with our families. But children also, you've got to do your best whenever it comes to listening to and obeying your parents. We learn concerning our Lord and Savior that Jesus was submissive unto His parents. He was superior to them in the fact that He was the Son of God. Also, because He was the Savior, but yet at the same time, we never find an allusion to that during the time in which He was being raised by Joseph, and more specific in regard to His relationship with Mary. But rather, the Scripture identifies is that He understood His role as a man, and in the context of our consideration at this time, as a child unto His parents. And children need to learn that same today as they are being reared by parents who love them, as well as parents who love the Lord and want them to be brought up in accordance to a way that will be pleasing to God as well as beneficial for them as they go out and engage in life themselves. Therefore, whenever it comes to making your bed, if your mom and dad ask you to make your bed, you need to make your bed to the best of your ability. Whenever it comes to cleaning your room, don't shove it under the bed, but rather clean it and make it to the best. Do your best in no matter what it is that they ask you to do. Why? Because that's what God expects out of you. But also, we need to do our best whenever it comes to every aspect of our life. Every day, we need to commit to doing our best. And every day, as we commit to doing our best, we need to commit to saying, I'm not going to quit doing my best no matter what, no matter how the world presents itself. No matter how discouraging it may be whenever people chop me down for doing the best that I can possibly be, I'm not going to quit because I've committed to God to putting my best out there on a continual basis. What are some specifics that maybe we might want to consider? Good people, we need to be the best steward of the possessions that God lays before us. In this, as we think about the possessions that we have, why do we have what we have? We are blessed by God. God is the one who's responsible for giving us what we have, yet God tells us that He expects us to save for the rainy day, to make investments, and as we invest, then to make certain that we make wise investments. But then in like figure, it's not all about self, but rather it's also so that we will be able to give back to God the portion that He requires as well as the portion that He deserves, in order for the fact that He will be glorified in His people, and more specific to the consideration of our giving back, so that He will be glorified amongst the congregation, as the congregation then is enabled to do the things that God expects us to do as a body of Christ. But also, let's think about this. Good people, we need to be the best student of God's Word that we can possibly be. God wants us to study His Word. And in studying God's Word, it is much more than sitting down at night when we have nothing else to do and reading and falling asleep in the middle of reading. It's easy to do. not only with the Bible, but it's that way in whatever it is that we read. We wear ourselves out. And God says that as we read, we need to be interested in the fact that God has communicated to us. We have to be drawn into this. I said a few weeks ago, in fact, I believe I said it again on Wednesday night, that I'm reading a book, Muscle and a Shovel. It's very interesting, and a lot of people have said to me that whenever you start reading it, it's so interesting that you won't be able to put it down. I wish I had enough time to where I could do that, yet I find myself with my schedule reading in about 15-minute intervals, and therefore I do put it down so that I can go off and do other things. Yet at the same time, I know exactly what you're saying. It is very interesting to see this man's conversion, to see this man's commitment to Christ and all that he went through. What about whenever it comes to the Bible? Do we find it to be the most interesting? I guarantee it's the most important book that we will ever read. Why? Because it is from our Creator. And therefore, we ought to desire to read His Word on a continual basis and search the truth that is found therein. Note what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. The New King James has actually what the Greek language bears forth. He says, "Be diligent to show yourself approved to God, for a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Be diligent. Well, what's that mean? God says, put your best into presenting yourself in a right way before God, in your handling of His Word. God wants us to be students of His Word, to study His Word, to search His Word, and then to share His Word with others. But also, tonight I suggest that each and every one of us would be pleasing to God if we would be the best forgiver of others that we could possibly be. Sometimes when people need forgiveness, we need to go to them and to identify the fact that they maybe have sin in their life that is keeping them at distance from God, that has ruined the relationship that God so wants with them. And in this then, we need to help them understand that, but also to show them the love of God by loving them. To show them exactly how we feel about their soul. But also, after they have sought God's forgiveness, we know that whenever an individual is truly wanting God's forgiveness, if they've never been baptized into Christ, immediately whenever they are baptized, what happens? They're forgiven of the sin. What if it's an erring brother or sister who's walked away from God and prayers are offered by the faithful? When are their sins forgiven? Immediately, God forgives them. But yet, sometimes, brethren have this tendency to pull back and to say, well, I don't know, we'll see if they'll prove themselves. And yes, they've got to step in there and to prove, but yet at the same time, they're forgiven. And in that, we need to love them and to encourage them. And I challenge each and every one of us to be the best forgivers that maybe the congregation is able to see, and those who are receiving the forgiveness of God will be able to experience. Let's do all that we can also to be the best encourager. We need to show ourselves to be friendly to all. And we need to be positive people in order for us to be productive in the kingdom of God. We need to be supportive of one another, of people's pursuits in life. As long as that pursuit in life lines up with God, we ought to be happy for our brothers and sisters whenever they do well. We ought to rejoice with them whenever they have sad times in their life. We need to be beside them, to support them, to love them, to encourage them to the end, to where that they're going to stand faithful and fervent in their walk with the Lord. In the end, God says that there will certainly be positive results. What will be the result of you and me being the best that God expects us to be? And it ought to be the person that we want to be? Good people, God will be pleased with our efforts. And that's our main objective, isn't it? To make certain that our God, our Creator, is pleased with who we are, who we end up being in life. But also the Lord's church will be blessed. And I tell you tonight that this ties with our number one objective, pleasing God. In pleasing God, we ought to also want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God, to the church. Why? Because the church is what's going to be lifted up in the day that Jesus Christ returns. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 24. And in this then, we've got to do all that we can to be our best and to be positive so that the Lord's church locally will receive the blessings of God, both numerically as well as spiritually. But then in like figure, consider this. As you and I put forth our best, as we go outside of the doors of this building and live positive before the world, as we live our best according to God's standards before the people who are in this world, the world's going to take notice. They will see that we are different than they are. They will see that we do not engage in the evil of the world. They will see that we don't get involved in the negativity that is so out there. And you and I know that it's there, but rather that we are different than that. We're positive. We're doing our best to be our best for the sake of God and His kingdom. And as a result of their taking notice, good people, it will give us an opportunity to testify before these individuals concerning the hope that is within us. And Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 that we are to be ready always to give an answer for the reason or for the hope that is within us. But also as a result of this, God says that if we put forth our best, we will be stronger. We will be better than maybe where we are today. And certainly better than where we first were when we became one of our God's children. What are some building blocks? Good people, we need to evaluate where we stand at this very moment. Where are we? We are encouraged by God to examine our faith, to make certain that we are indeed in the faith. But also, we are commanded, according to what we read a few moments ago in our scripture reading, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4, to examine our works. Oh, to make certain that our works certainly are in compliance to the will of God. But tonight I encourage us to examine our works and to see if our works are the best that we can possibly put forth to the glory of God. But then also let's develop a positive spiritual attitude. Think positive, and whenever we think positive, what's going to be the result? Positive results are going to come forth. God expects that, and good people, you and I also ought to expect that of ourselves and one another. And then at the same time, we need to realize our imperfections. None of us, even though we try to give 100% all the time, there's going to be times where we fall short. That's the human nature. That's the human part of us. In this, during those times, God realizes the fact that we have still poured ourselves into it. God sees the fact that we have still given our all, that we have given our very best. And still, God identifies that you and I have nothing to worry about, as also the Apostle Paul would have understood in his words there in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. Each and every day, God wants you and me to work to be better, to make a better you, or to make, in my case, a better me. And in doing so, we will please God. In doing so, you and I will be well on our way of reaching that attainable goal that God has set before us, a perfection that is only found in Jesus Christ, and hope of an eternal life in heaven with our God. Tonight, as we conclude the lesson, I ask the challenging question, how do you rate? Are you giving your best to God? You know, God has given His best, as we have identified today. In the creation, God gave His best on a daily basis. God gives His best in sending Jesus Christ. He gave His best. And now, God wants us to give our best back to Him. If you're outside of the body of Christ, you're not giving your best. The way that you can begin that is to give your best tonight, to make the confession that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of the living God, to submit yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sins so that you can be raised to walk in newness of life, to give your life at very best on a continual basis before God. If you're here and you are a member of the church, but yet at the same time you find that there are shortcomings in your life, you find that you've not been given your best and yet that at some point it's resulted in the fact that you've sinned against God and you've alienated yourself once again from Him, you can be restored tonight with your response and with the prayers of those who are faithful. We would pray with you and we would pray for you.